This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Getting any turkey on Thanksgiving. My fabulous friend Mika, who went all vegan all of a sudden, is having us over, and that means no turkey. She says seasonal food. I think you'll be eating turkey, or some of you will be anyway, with those fabulous sides, mashed potatoes and gravy. I'm thinking of stuffing. To me, stuffing is the best part of the meal, because that was like my family's thing. And speaking of stuffing, somebody's going to get stuffed. Ukrainian incident and what's happening. We know that the Dems are putting together their report, but the latest is that Rudy Giuliani might be fighting for his life. He says it's ridiculous that he's reading reports that the president is going to throw him under the bus. The president was asked on a show that Bill O'Reilly does off air somewhere about Rudy Giuliani and what happened and etc. And the president said, look, he has lots of clients. So I don't think he threw him under the bus. He just said he has lots of other clients. I don't know what happened. I don't know, anything about that. I just know that that he represents a lot of different people because he was asking him about some of his clients, etc. So it's going to be, I think, pretty interesting to watch how all these dominoes, as I call them, politically speaking, fall. And I've said this right from the start. I mean, Rudy is the guy because he was the one in the middle of this, particularly with the fact that you have the two guys who were stopped at the airport. We've talked about them ad nauseum, who were, I'm going to call them the henchmen for Rudy. They were his people. And what are they going to ultimately say? And what's traced back to them? So if anybody is taken out because of the Ukrainian situation, the phone call and what was said in the phone call, and were the Biden's targets and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's going to squarely fall on, I think, the shoulders of Rudy. But I've been saying that. So even the one guy, Igor Fruman, was spotted in Miami in a Yankees hat and an ankle monitor. So because they cannot leave the states. That's why they were stopped with the one-way tickets out. So this heavy, so to speak, for Rudy, who's waiting trial on charges related to the Ukrainian scandal, was out and about hanging around Miami with the kids and his estranged wife wearing thick, long pants to cover the ankle monitor. However, you could see the monitor because it was bulging, you know, down at the bottom of the pants. And remember, it's this Fruman and his associate Lev Parnas from the Ukraine that created a shell company to give $325,000 to a pro-President Trump political action committee in May of 2018. They were arrested at the Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. in October. And it's been claimed that Giuliani asked them for help in digging up dirt on Joe Biden in the Ukraine. So what are they going to say? What's going to happen? Again, Rudy is in the middle of that. I mean, this is the claim. Where does it go? We don't know at this point. But it's stuff you can't make up. It is. It's stuff you cannot make up. All right, other than that, what else is happening in D.C. since so much of the focus, of course, is still on the immigration report to come and what happens after that, and then stories of Rudy Giuliani, who worked for a Venezuelan who hosted him for a key Ukrainian meeting, and I think more is going to come out about whatever the connections are there, but are they illicit? Are they breaking the law? That's the other, of course, part of it. Two budget officials, by the way, resigned in part because of their concerns about the Ukrainian aid hold, which was the strangest thing, right? The money was allotted, and then it wasn't dished out. So two people left the House of Management and Budget, resigning because of that money. Mark Sandy, the only OMB official to testify in the impeachment inquiry, did not name the employees in question. He said one worked in the OMB legal part division and described him as having dissenting opinion about the security assistance to the Ukraine, how it could be held up in light of the Impoundment Control Act, blah, blah, blah. So more digging, I'm sure, to come there as to holds on money, the Ukraine, the inquiry, the Democrats, the Republicans, where they stand, where do the impeachment arguments stand. Oh, happy Thanksgiving. Right? There's a lot of turkeys in Washington. And they're in our, and right now they're in our virtual mothership, because I can't see the mothership from here. I can sort of see it, but I don't have my special glasses where it beams me up to Minneapolis. I think the turkeys are walking around, though, somewhere. I know it. I know they are walking around. All right, the big thing that's happening during this show, I'm going to dive into it. We're going to have some fun, right? Because we don't want to beat the same old drum. It's an important drum, but we're going to move beyond it here on the show, because we're going to take you to the movies. A whole bunch of movies are coming out. Plus, we have Nail the Score. And coming up, we have your opinions, which means a lot of you have been dumping your thoughts into the mailbag. That's a good thing. If you're listening to me anywhere in the world tonight, go to katedelaneyradio.com. It's that easy. You click on contact, and boom, bada bing, you are in the show just like that, right? Boom. That's it. And just let your opinions flow. Affecting many of you is the back-to-back storms. In fact, there was a 60-car pileup in Spokane in a crash after a snowstorm. And I know we have people listening to us in Spokane. Great area, but sad. Six people were injured. Dozens of cars crashed. Icy highway very close to Spokane. The pileup happened on Interstate 90. Ooh, I've been down there, but not when it's been icy or had snow. Just multiple collisions because of this weird isolated snowstorm that came through the area. And we're hearing more stories like this. Denver was a nightmare. Planes, flights rather, were canceled. There were horrible situations on the roadways where some people slammed into each other and caused kind of one of those, well, a chain reaction. So it is a nightmare. Back-to-back storms are unleashing even more snow, intense rain, and really strong winds for people who are traveling. A lot of people travel on Tuesday. A lot of people will travel on Wednesday. Hundreds of flights grounded in Denver. Same thing can happen right near the mothership, Minneapolis St. Paul Airport. Several feet of snow dumping on the Midwest. West Coast, hurricane force winds. Where I used to live, Santa Barbara, it's sad to see. Terrible, terrible fires. So Mother Nature does not take a break for Thanksgiving. In fact, in Southern California and Arizona, 17 million people, I know you're listening to me in Arizona, 17 million of you are under flash flood watches along the West Coast. Oh, give us a break. Give us a break for Thanksgiving. We're hopping into the mail next.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet! We are in the mailbag, rooting around.
Bobbing!
Trying to keep the turkeys out, and boy, oh boy, we have a lot of mail to get to, so thank you, America and beyond. You can send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. It's that easy. Because of all the gobbledygook and talking about what's happening with the impeachment inquiry, many of you have sounded off on that. And do I think it's important? I say this show is about left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Let's have the conversation. We're not going to close the door on anyone. Let's have the conversation. And you have that conversation a lot of times through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. What's interesting is it is scattered. Everything is scattered about this immigration process. One, because of the confusion over not the facts and not the perceived facts and not the points of view over it, but how the proceedings work, and then again, the votes aren't there, so I don't get it. I get going through the process for the Democrats saying, okay, if this is clearly a campaign violation, which would violate the Constitution, which blah, 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 the crumbs lead back to the White House, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican or whatever, yeah, we're going to look at it. We're going to turn it over. But there was so much nonsense leading up to it, and so much he said and they said, and then they said this other thing, and then it was second or third hand information, and that really gunked up the pipeline on this whole thing. And that's why I feel like a broken record when I'm constantly saying, and we'll see, and it'll it goes back to like that Russia investigation. And even with sources and talking to people, nobody knows. I have some really good sources in Washington. Nobody knows. This is like speculation city is what it is. There's strategy that's out there. There's some tactics that are happening. But there's no way to define this, and there's no definites that are sitting there. No definites that are sitting. So, you wanted to sound off, and I got this one from Patty, who says, "Hey, Katie, I have been listening to the show. I'm in a town just outside of Tucson, and I get the show. And I found you by accident when I was driving to get dinner one night, and I really am getting hooked. I like the fact that you talk about a lot of different things that, frankly, interest me. But I'm so tired of this whole impeachment inquiry. I get it that things take time. I understand that. But you said it. We went through the whole Russia investigation, turning over all these rocks for how much money, for how long, for how much allocation of time and distraction on the Hill when we have some serious things to deal with in the United States. And here we go again. I guess we should be grateful there was meetings behind the closed doors, and then there was the transparent meetings, and now we'll see if this goes through the Senate and what these votes look like. But I'm with you. I don't care what your politics are. Look at the handwriting on the wall from any direction you want. It would be really surprising if the president were removed from office. I would be shocked, wouldn't you? Yeah, I don't think that happens. No. I said that all along. There are other people in between, and one of them is Rudy Giuliani. That's what I started the show with, that he was the guy who was looking into this. He was the guy who was operating and maneuvering in the situation. What did he know? What was talked about? All of that comes into play. I mean, that's why they stopped the associates, because they had money. They dumped it supposedly into this super PAC, and that is a violation. Here's another one about the Ukrainian situation, and this one is from Bob. Bob, listening into Spokane. Kate, I'm emailing you for the second time. I've listened to you for a long time. Sorry I haven't emailed you or called you before, but rest assured I'm listening. Don't they say most of the audience is passive and they listen? We had some weird, freaky snow things happening here, and there was a mad pileup, and that's what everybody's talking about. But the pileup in Washington is just ridiculous. If it's not one thing, it's the other thing, and then they're backing up on something else. You know, I voted Republican, I voted Democrat, and frankly, I don't like anyone anymore. I feel like the politicians are so in their own world, and I understand that they're out of touch with their base, their constituents, the people who they're representing. And they have these little mini fiefdoms, and they want FaceTime on TV, and then they want to do these layup kinds of proceedings. And so to me, it all stinks to high heaven. I know that this comes up every election cycle, but throw the bums out. All right, I love your passion. So here's the deal. Not enough people in this country vote. Get involved locally. Know what's happening locally. Know what's happening with your state. And, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to bury yourself in politics, 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 but it does affect us. You know what? Our health care, how we're taxed, our tax brackets, the same thing going along with that. What ultimately happens in our communities, in our school districts, all of that, from the local level to the state level to our government in D.C. So there is nobody who can say, well, I don't care about politics. It doesn't affect me. No, it affects every single one of us. It affects your grandchildren. It affects your kids. It affects the people that you love and care about. And this is the thing, and I understand. We all know this is how it works, right? You're busy, busy, busy. You're living your life. You're in the bubble. And suddenly the bubble gets pricked. Something happens. And now you're a victim of some policy for your business, for your health, for something that sets you back, that makes you furious. And that's why you don't take your eye off the ball. And that's why it's important. And that's why we roll with some of this conversation, even if we're sick of hearing the same thing over and over again. It definitely plays a part in what happens to us. Remember when we got the $1,000, boy, it seems like a million years ago, doesn't it, from Bush, the $1,000 you got back from GW? And I'm wondering how many people when you got that check? How many people needed that check? How many people thought, wow, this is great? I mean, so you pump the money into the economy, and this is going to work. And, you know, think of after 9/11, what happened after 9/11, and getting people back to flying again and feeling comfortable and all of that, and things that were changed. And there's a great example, government involvement in how we travel, TSA, how they hire TSA people, how we're infuriated when our policy or when our privacy is the policy and policed. So it matters. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Let's go to this one. Karen is saying, hey, Kate, I'm wondering if the Macy's parade is going to have its balloons, or because of this so-called bomb cyclone, is it going to ruin the Macy's parade? You know what they're saying? I actually have had somebody I talked to that would be affected by it, but the winds might ground the balloons and just ground them, and that hasn't happened in a long time. But back in the 90s, there was a woman who was injured because they didn't ground it and there were strong winds. It depends on the winds. If the winds are still kind of strongish, they'll pull the balloons more to ground level. If it's off the charts, then they got to ground the balloons, which is brutal because the Macy's Parade is really known for the balloons, right? But the crowds come out no matter what the weather is like. It's funny because it's one of the memories I have. My father died when I was seven, but one of the memories I have of him is going to the Macy's parade, and I know it was freezing because I remember being bundled up and being on his shoulders at one point, and I remember the balloons. The balloons were the best part, and that's their signature. Yes, they do bands, and they have floats, and they have other traditional types of things that you would see in a parade, but it's the giant balloons that are really intriguing to people. How about this? Harry says, Kate, get the bees. How about the Bidens? Did you see what happened with Hunter Biden? I was reading a story about him being suspected of smoking crack in a strip club. Yeah, you know what? That story did come out. In fact, it was in the New York Post, plastered it everywhere, because this is vintage Post. He was suspected of smoking crack. He dumped thousands of dollars on a whole bunch of different visits. That was when he had that seat on the board of that Ukrainian natural gas company. And the place that they're talking about was Archibald's Gentleman's Club. It's pretty famous in D.C. And, you know, he's done like six trips in rehab for alcoholism, addiction, crack, binge. And that back then is when they're talking about, they're saying now it's a whole different story, but that story did come out. Nail the Score next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People who are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday are in for some rough weather. Many travelers are already stranded. Camila Burnell reports.
Hundreds of flights are canceled at Denver International Airport, and up to 15 inches of snow could fall there by the end of the day. In the Northeast, ferocious winds and rain are expected. Some airlines are already waiving change fees ahead of the anticipated delays. Meanwhile, the West Coast is bracing for severe storms that could spark flash floods. This as crews in Southern California are battling a new growing wildfire north of Santa Barbara. I'm Camila Burnell reporting.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the east from the mid-Atlantic to New England are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes! There's some interesting games this week. Week 13 in the NFL. How about those Cowboys after losing to the Patriots, hosting the Bills on a Thursday on Thanksgiving, the tradition out at AT&T Stadium. It's the middle game. The early game is the Bears and the Lions. The Saints and the Falcons closes things out in the evening. And, man, oh, man, none of those games are the game of the week. The game of the week, to me, is going to be the 49ers and the Ravens. That's partially in honor of Eric, our technical maestro, who does such a great job on this show. He's like my right hand and my left hand for all the things that he does. And he mentioned to me he was a 49ers fan as a kid. And guess what? The 49ers are 10-1. They are taking on the Ravens. Baltimore is favored by less than a touchdown, but 6 points. Baltimore's wicked tough, too. I mean, this has the markings of a really good game. Notice I say it has the markings because it doesn't mean it will necessarily be a great game. But that is the game of the week. So who do you like, the 49ers or the Ravens? What's the final score going to be? You get bragging rights and some prizes if you win. I know someone's going to win this year. I'm 100% positive. Book it. I know it for sure. All right, let's go to Pete out of the bunker in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Looks like that's going to be a fist fight. Man, I watched Baltimore last week, and they were awesome.
They are awesome.
I'm going to pick Baltimore over those Yahoos, 28-21.
Ooh, 28-21. So you like that game, too. How about your Cowboys? What is going on? Jason Garrett has to go.
Well, apparently, jersey sales are down, so Garrett's got to go.
Right, it's all about the marketing dollars. Pete, yeah. happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Kate.
All right, awesome. We love Pete. I'm glad that he hooked into this Nail the Score, because sometimes, you know, it's been like driving down the crookedest street in the world doing Nail the Score this year because of weird schedules in the beginning of the year. We have our friend Sharon who calls in Maine. She loves doing this Nail the Score thing, and she got smart. She started to ask me, is Nail the Score, which day is Nail the Score? Because all of a sudden these holidays rear up on you, and then it changes when we actually air, because normally it would be on Hump Day. Like I said, you just have to jam on these digits. You're listening to me in Arizona. You have thoughts? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You're listening to me in Brownwood, Texas. Brownwood, Texas. There's some good people up in and around Brownwood, Texas. You know the one thing about Texas that I like. I mean, there's a lot of things I like, but one thing I like is you never get done exploring it. And Brownwood is one of those places. They have one of those cool courthouses. If you ever, wherever you're listening to me, if you ever come to Texas, there's even a big poster of it, of all the old courthouses and what the downtowns look like. And some of them kept them intact, and they're kind of the hub in the middle of the city, but it's just really cool looking. And I think there's some really cool looking buildings, let's put it that way, in Brownwood. So 855-266-5283. By the way, you can also email me. I know a lot of people email me. I think you're jamming on what you're doing at work, and that's fine. I usually get maybe 5 or 6 emails. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact. Who do you think's going to win? Is it going to be the 49ers? Or is it going to be the Ravens? That is a Sunday game. It kicks at 1 o'clock Eastern. Lo and behold, in the middle of the bomb cyclone, somehow she survives in the wicked winter weather. We go to Sharon in Maine. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
What's the weather like there?
Cold but not freezing.
Ah, that's good. Cold but not freezing. Yeah.
High 30s, low 40s.
Oh, that's good weather there. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. So what do you think, Ravens or 49ers?
Oh, absolutely Ravens.
Just like Pete, what do you think the score is going to be?
I'm going to go 34-27.
Ooh, I like that. 34-27, Sharon, happy Turkey Day to you. 34-27, 2 Ravens. If you're listening to me anywhere on the face of the earth and you want to have some of this, all you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Eric in the studio, since I picked this game partially because of him, as I mentioned, growing up a 49er fan. Eric, what do you think the final score is going to be, 49ers or the Ravens?
I'll go with the 49ers.
Oh! Okay. What's the final score?
Let's say 24-21.
24-21, I like that. 24-21, 49ers. Eric, do you still have T-shirts with the 49ers logo on it?
I have a Jerry Rice jersey from, like, probably 15 years ago or something.
Ah! You don't wash it, right? Because it would fall apart in the wash.
Nope, don't wash it.
I love that. All right, Jerry Rice, man. Cool. 24-21. Thanks, Eric.
No problem. Thank you.
You know, when you have those old shirts that you keep that's like one of those examples. Guys really, really do that. But I have to admit, I was cleaning out an old, I had a chest, you know, with clothes in it. It's like, where are these clothes from? And I pulled out a bunch of Ohio University t-shirts and an Ohio University sweatshirt. I was just like, what? Now, they might not have been as tattered and torn and old-looking as his 49er shirt, but it was definitely had gotten some use, let's put it that way. I mentioned that Baltimore is favored by 6, and the Ravens have been playing really well. They demolished the Rams last time, 45-6. Before that, the Texans, 41-7. Bengals, I'm not even going to count that. Patriots, 37-20. You know, I could go up and down what they did and how they did it, but the Ravens quarterback, Lamar Jackson, is just performing incredibly well. His quarterback rating is a sweet 82.2. You know, you get him on the ground, he can rush if he has to move, and he does to try to move the chains. And there's just a feeling of connection, of we have the right players, we have the right stuff here, and maybe that's what it is. Because you have to have that chemistry, you have to have that whole team thing cooking for you. It's not one player, even if they're phenomenal. It's a group of players, and the players around you have to believe in you. I've covered this sport enough, and I've covered sports enough. You have to have the people around you on the same plan. And I think Baltimore has that. But I also, this is why this game was interesting to me, I also think the 49ers have that for the first time in a long time. You have to go back to the years ago when it was a whole different, when Jim Harbaugh was coaching them, it was a whole different kind of 49er team. Now with the 49ers, you're getting that back again, and they are clearly the best in the NFC West. Seattle is right behind them, but the 49ers have found their groove, and the quarterback's impact has been enormous, just like Lamar's impact with the Ravens. So Jimmy Garoppolo, his quarterback rating not quite as high, and of course he's had to deal with coming back from some injuries, but he is the connector. He is the leader on the team, and you can see it if you watch any moments of the 49ers games. You do. You just see it, and I think he'll get better. And they have an incredible, when you look at some of the players that they have on this team defensively, boy, the depth chart for them, that's part of the reason why they're in the position that they're in. It's not just Garoppolo. It's so many other players. It's, you know, Goodwin, one of the best wideouts. It's wideouts. It's Kendrick Byrne and what he's been able to do, and the list goes on. And like I said, defensively, Nick Bosa, he's made a big difference. DeMontre Moore's made a big difference, even dealing with injuries and mixing and matching. So I'm going to say this is a hard pick for me. I'm going to say it's going to be the Ravens 2, but I think it's going to be a close game, and I think the final score is going to be I think the final score is going to be 37-31. So I think there's going to be more points put up on the board. However, if I look at the over-under, the total is 46.5. So that certainly isn't the lowest point total on the board either. That belongs to the Browns and the Steelers, but or the Chargers and the Broncos even. But I'm going to say they're going to bust that out. They're going to be on the over. We'll see. If anybody weighed in, and I know we have a few with some emails, don't worry. You will be locked and loaded. It's either going to be the 49ers or it's going to be the Ravens. Good luck. I hope somebody nails the score. What a great Thanksgiving holiday that would be. Going to the movies next.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million-plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you go to the movies, unless you pick the wrong one. This is a time for the holidays where people, even if they don't normally get out of the bunker, the cave, the bunker, I said that for Pete, but you know what I mean. You can easily stream movies or watch whatever tube you want to watch, and I think it's getting harder to draw people into the movies. However, some things are just better on the big screen. They just are. They just look better. It's more interesting to watch them that way, and a couple of these movies that are coming up that we're going to talk about, one of them I think would be way better on the big screen. So we're going to talk about Knives Out, massive cast for this one, Dark Waters, and Queen Slim. Let's start with Knives Out. Who done it? Check it out.
I'm Detective Lieutenant Elliot, and this is Trooper Wagner. We just want to ask a few questions. We understand the night of his demise, the family have gathered to celebrate your father's 85th birthday. How was it? Hello.
The party? Pre my dad's death? Oh, it was great.
Hello?
gentlemen, I would like to request that you all stay until the investigation is completed.
What?
Can we ask why? Has something changed?
No.
No, it hasn't changed, or no, we can't ask.
I'm gonna live till I die.
You think one of his family walls
killed? Is that what you're suggesting?
You all love twisting the knife into one another.
Up your ass.
Oh, very nice.
Matter of fact,
oh my God.
Eat shit.
I mean,
how's that? Very eat shit. Nice. Eat shit.
Yeah.
Eat shit.
Not smiling.
You definitely eat shit.
You know something. Spill it.
I suspect foul play. I have eliminated no suspects.
I'm gonna fill.
A twisted web. We are not finished untangling it. Not yet.
What is this?
CSI KFC?
Alright, it's a 2019 American mystery film written and produced and directed by Ryan Johnson. And it's a modern take, and that's the way it's been described as a whodunit mystery thing. Like, think of the old mysteries and the cast, Chris Evans, Daniel Craig, Ana de Armas, so many people, Jamie Lee Curtis, you'd recognize her, Toni Collette, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Christopher Plummer, the list goes on. And I think it will definitely find an audience. It looks to be one that will work. Sometimes they don't work. The Agatha Christie murders worked back in their day. This one I think works too. All right, we move from Knives Out to Dark Waters.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Hi, Grammys.
What are you doing here?
Your grandma tells me her grandson's some fancy environment lawyer down in Cincinnati.
I am a corporate defense attorney.
So?
I defend chemical companies.
Well, now you can defend me.
How many did you lose?
190.
190 cows.
You tell me nothing's wrong here.
It's a small matter for a family friend. Help a guy who needs it.
The farmer or you? That's chemicals, I'm telling you.
I'm seeing documents. I don't understand.
They're hiding something.
That chemical. What if you drank it?
Drank it?
That's like saying, what if I swallowed a tire?
What if whatever's killing those cows is in the drinking water? At DuPont, better living through chemistry. It's our DNA.
You need to tell me what in the hell's going on.
DuPont is knowingly poisoning 70,000 local residents for the last 40 years.
You knew, still you did nothing.
You want to flush your career down the toilet for some cowhand?
You want to take everything that you know and turn it against an iconic American company like an informant. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Yes. They have all the money, all the firepower, and they'll use it. I know. I was one of them. Our government is captive to DuPont. They're trying to force you to make me stop.
He was willing to risk his job, his family, for a stranger who needed his help.
The system is rigged. They want us to think it'll protect us. We protect us. We do.
All right, so Dark Waters, as you heard right there, that is a movie that is getting a lot of attention because this is a true story where the guy was a lawyer for the chemical companies, and he uncovers this secret that connects the number of unexplained deaths to one of the world's largest corporations trying to expose the truth. He risks his future, his family, and his own life. Mark Ruffalo is in this, and they're saying great things about him. Tim Robbins is in this movie, and he's a good actor. So they expect, like, Rotten Tomatoes says 92%. IMBD, almost a 7 out of 10. A lot of people really like this movie. It's directed by Todd Haynes, and it's getting a lot of buzz. Bottom line is, if you like these kind of movies, bad guy versus good guy, chemical company, and the poor people surrounding it with this cancer-causing chemicals is really at the heart of this whole Dark Waters movie. And if you like that scenario, that setup, those kind of movies, you know, kind of like an Aaron Brockovich, it's very sobering and ominous kind of docudrama, then you would like this movie. And it really, the scope of it is based on this story that goes from a 1999 lawsuit and goes all the way through to a 2001 class action suit that involves several West Virginia area communities. And it's the pollutant affecting this one farm to DuPont's use of the acid that they use. It's something that DuPont started using in the 50s. And they got it from 3M. It's kind of like it's used for in Teflon for things like nonstick frying pans and for firefighting foam. And this was something that they were using. And anyway, what happened in this one farm, especially the cows died, and then people started to get sick and became like a battlefield. And this is that story. For sure. All right, the other movie that I'm going to mention here that is also getting a lot of buzz is called Queen and Slim. And what happens is, now we're seeing the scenario play out a bunch, they're on a first date, but it takes a horrible turn when a police officer pulls them over for a minor traffic violation. Then the situation escalates. Slim ends up taking the officer's gun, shoots him in self-defense. Now he's a cop killer. And then the rest is history. They flee, and they become sort of the symbol, and it goes viral, and they are taken off across America. And it's who they encounter and kind of almost the whole thing of the viralness of it and people following it. It's a drama thriller. Rotten Tomatoes loves it too, 87%. It's getting some high ratings and a lot of praise for the acting in this as well. So this is one that that I think is going to do well at the box office too. Music means that I got to step off the dance floor. Thank you very much for listening, and happy Thanksgiving weekend to everybody out there, whether you're eating turkey or not.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for some someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.